Yeah. So when he published what quote from the Moilavuti, the Rambam, in the Nigle Lai in Nifle Moil. Revelation, deeper understanding. Yisur Boris Vekas, he is gathered by saints of the Kibbutz. This insight, so we move about the questions, give more saying, insight into the religious ideas. He could feed Shir Seichel called out Seichel to Yashgokhoi. This is the most amazing thing. Now, the guy who treated the Rama as one of the great philosophers of history. And this is what he's telling us. Going to the level of one Seichel, that would be the level of Yashgokhoi. Does not mean that the smarter you are, the more hashgacha you have. There's a sort of famous pasuk, "Lo rachachomim lechem." There are many wise, brilliant people that don't have food to eat. That's why I came late today. I was involved in such a case. I'm not sure, but that's the way it is. Sometimes adarava, because the guy is very smart, he gets himself into trouble. And, you know, even recent history, people got themselves into very serious messes because they were smarter than everybody else. So it doesn't mean that. When he talks about Seichel, means for each showing has soul, has she teach them. Yeah, so he's saying, what is the person who has the great statement? So ish ha-sholim bat-tagosa yashu lo yosef stichlu me-hashem tomit tiyash v'chosu v'itomit. This is what he's calling statement. Using your seichel is non-stop connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the highest level of Seichel, what he's calling Seichel. Seichel, basically, like we saw before, Ram describes it as a gift of Hashem to mankind to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the goal of life is to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amazing that the Rambam, as he states, that he's saying, Apki Seichel, are the exact same, he states that the Kuvolim are saying Apki Kuvolim, and the Joshim said, the Joshim, they're all the same. There was Semach, there's one of the Swedish Rebbe says, he used a lot of money with them. Because that's in the same stage. So that's what he's saying. The more we connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more we have special hashgacha from Hashem. The ish sholim has dovya ashetifim afshatim Hashem tasavitim. The person has a good recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there are times that he leaves Hashem out of the picture. The hashgacha boi ve'is koshu b'Hashem levad. Amazing thing. The person who puts his energy into feeling and recognizing a Kodesh Baruch Hu with him wherever he's going, so he's at a great level, then he has super hashgacha. He's always got Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the tzaddikim shebechol dor v'dor. That's a pshat. They're living now with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the thing. So it's in our time, we have a time for yes, he should have a full shalena. But he's that type of person, he's totally connected. So the Mela, he has a special siyach shemai. I just had a wedding, somebody from the neighborhood, his goldsmith, Yisoyma. The Mahud was telling me the close of a time for yes. He told me the previous wedding was also somebody from the neighborhood, 3 or 4 years ago. So they brought the wedding invitation to the client, he reads it and he says, should I have a full shalina? So, it's a wedding invitation. I said, yeah, it's supposed to be Mazel Tov. 2 days after the wedding, they found out that And the other father had a serious cancer. And Baruch Hashem, you see, I just have some today, so Mary, he's doing all right. Yeah. So you also have a bachare. It's been nice to see you. And this is the rest of it. Got the Kamalvah. Any culture of a Jew gets a lot of invitations. So the average person, when he gets too many invitations, he just like gets upset and nervous. Oh, another one. But he had the right attitude. Whenever he got it, he said, oh, beautiful simcha. And you look at the names and give a bracha to them, and then you throw them in the garbage. But, you know, so you couldn't go to every simcha, but how did that work? Just because you can't partake in every simcha, not you can have a negative thing. So I don't know, whatever you can do to tell us how Indian you do. It's an again also to all of us. People going around for stuff. So, you know, it comes to a point that sometimes you just want to run away from the whole thing. You know, whenever you see somebody that looks like he's looking for stocky, you get nervous. I know people with ballet stocky, and it's sad because they're not alike, it's all different types, but some of them, they can be big tzaddikim, they're giving a lot of money, but it's just so afraid that everyone's out to get them. It's not a pleasant life. And the right way to do it is that, I'm beautiful. Whatever I can do, I'll do. If I can't give him anything, I'll give him a smile. But, if we do things with a cheshbon in advance, then everything can be pleasant because we don't have to feel attacked ever. Even the guy's attacking us, we don't have to feel attacked. Mm-hmm. You know, he's doing his job, we do our job. You know? Thank you very much. I can't tell you. It's a good thing to know. The people are going around all over the place or they're knocking on doors, the mitzvah to help them, but you're not looking to give them large amounts. You can give them half a shekel, a shekel, whatever you want. Based on the logic that they're getting value. So some of them are very talented and they can make you feel that you're the one that can save their life and you have to give energy. And they're usually more successful the people that have less money than the ones that have more money. More money, you know, I hold on to the money. But, so, you know, even if he's telling you a big sob story, it's once again cheap, because if you help him, you have to make a cheshbon also. Not good thing. If everything's planned in advance, you know I have a certain amount of money to give out this month, and a certain amount of money for these type of cases that are roaming around. And whatever you have, you have. The more masuda you are, the more pleasant the experience it will be also. Otherwise, it's always, well, I know it can be, what I'm going to do. And so there are people who think that people should okay, I love you. If you give too much, it's also a limitation how much a person is supposed to give. Okay, I'll call upon him. So that's what he's saying, that the greatest level of Vedas Hashem is to always be connected to Hashem. Every act you do is Alpi Hashem. I think everyone's told you, but say it over again. That was you. That's Rizkerov. He wasn't such an old man then, he was a young man after. And one of the meetings before World War II. He's 40 still. They noticed that he moves a little bit slower than everybody else. So somebody, a person who was even younger than him that was there, asked him what's going on. And he said that he doesn't make a move before making a confession that this is really the right thing to do. So that's an extremely good example of it, but that's what it is. So the person who makes an asik out of it to try to be connected to Hashem, even though he's not masliyach always to do it. So even though when he's not with Hashem, he says he still has a higher level of hashkafa always than the people that don't bother with the whole business. In other words, the fact that I'm primarily making an effort to be more connected to Hashem, that still brings me more siyat d'shamayim. So we shouldn't feel as if you can't, it's an all or nothing game. The more we pay attention to things, the more we get this special cash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which in itself, forget about all the benefits, how much money you're going to earn the next year. It's the etzem zak, that's what life is all about. The cash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in the Rambam, the Shemayim Prokim, he writes about, that there's a pasuk, that's a proof to Torah Mizina. B'chol Zerofecho Zereibu. B'chol Zerofecho Zereibu means that everything you do is a way getting closer to Hashem. There's no act in the 24/7 state of our lives that is not with the right attitude will bring us closer to Hashem. We go to the bathroom, then it's the act of Adarama. Appreciating that our body is working, not something to take for granted. If somebody was telling the neighbor one of his children that he has some condition that he can't believe himself from urine, it's a terrible thing. Either one of the things that aren't working properly, but it's not coming out too quickly, everything is not exact the way it is dangerous. So, like we're saying, even going to the bathroom is something that brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the right answer. Just the person feels, and it seems sorry for being a little too descriptive, but just coming out of the bathroom and feeling relieved. Somebody should think for a second, you know, I feel better. That's because it's wonderful sitting Hashem set up. You know, it doesn't take it takes milliseconds or fractions of a second just to think here and there a little bit more about, it's a nice hot dog before, every time before you go home, before you walk in, just stop for a second, what's in there? And think about that whole family there. I don't know if we should have a family. And then once you open the door and everything's upside down, you take it in much better spirits. You have a family. Yeah. So anyway, that's what he's saying. The goal of life is to see everything in this eyes of growing back of the vocal. And even if we're not there yet, the more we are in that mind frame, even the times we're not in mind frame, lower level of Hashgacha, but still be higher level, and the presence doesn't have it at all. Neze yirli, tikol mi shetim se'enu v'ol mi rois te'olim, nevim u'nafatidim ha'shleimim. If you see one that's a tzaddikim, or nevim, that have bad things happening to good people. Amatzor rahi, rach ke'es ha'shich rahi. This is a very tough line. He's saying, there is a concept of tzaddik v'rado. But he's saying that even the rabbi happens to tzaddik, it happens at a time that he's not fully connected. The more he is in the state of disconnection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that causes the rabbi to continue. So this is such an important thing. Like sometimes we go through hard, trying situations. If one looks on something, the family is not well, there's panos issues. So, unfortunately, very often, because the person to be less connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just overwhelmed by when I get to open up with my bonus, when I get to the health and chapter, the doctors, and even worse, sometimes the person gets a feeling that what Hashem doing to me, neglecting me, and basically all these type of things are really detaching himself from the Kodesh Baruch Hu and lowering his level of God. Whereas if he takes advantage of it in the right fashion, which we all try to do, is he thinks to himself, it's true, I'm in a hard situation, but I know this is given to me by Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is an explanation for Kodesh Baruch Hu for me to show him that I'm going with it. And I'm going to take things in good stride as much as I can. I'm going to start that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And I'm going to recover the Abba. That connection to Hashem brings. I know there was once in the neighborhood of Maisa. It's true to see more than one time. Interesting thing. So, families that they had certain things within them, let's say the Moshe, shown nice issues, and then one of them got sick. The Chayyush made everything worse. But it made everything better. Because they went through a very hard time together, but they suddenly realized that, you know, there's more to life than to think of it, that we really need to connect more to the Shavuot and pay less attention to all kinds of little things that are disturbing us. And it's an amazing thing to see that they were able to get this matzega of taking a situation which a person is not, you know, anchored in his munim and bitachon Hashem, which just fall apart. And it's rachmanas lan, you know, like in the natural world, very often the fact that one of the family members gets sick it causes them to get divorced. So there isn't a credit for it. And here, the other way around, we connected them together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah told him, Baruch Hashem, we got past it. That's it. That's when you're thinking of these type of Shabbos, everyone says, you have to do your Shabbos. So, finally, we have to do physical Shabbos. We're not at the Madrega, not going to the doctors, and not looking for parnasa. But together with that, the Ram is telling us that the Iker status is connected to Hashem. Chazish used to say that they said in here, unfortunately, I wasn't born yet, but all these askonim and the different things, it's all good, but the Iker status is tefillah. Yeah. It's the same idea. Tefillah, by saying tefillah, really, I'm making a point that I'm not being bekech and all these things. Oh, I'm a big politician, I know how to trade land, this kind of guy. Yeah, see, a thing like that, you know, I'm taking away the Hashgacha. If she turns into a spoke, that's, I'm trying to do what I can, but we need to see Hashgacha. That brings extra Hashgacha. It's three Hashgacha, Hashem Yisborah, Masmedes, Pemishu, Magieloi, Hashepohi, and the Zuma, the Pemishu, Yishtada, Magieloi. So he's saying basically that we're saying that there is a certain element to chiddush, because the Ramban is mashma that the part that the Ramban is perish and healed. It's mashma that the question of tzaddik v'raloi is not on these cases that tzaddik wasn't a perfect tzaddik. There are cases that he's perfect, and even so sometimes there's a raloi. That was the hard issue that he was dealing with. This Rambam seems that he felt that there was some dakistik or some fine-tuned level of lack of connection with Hashem that causes things.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Our proponent, that's the general idea, that our connection to Hashem is the thing that brings us to extra Siyata Shemayim. Special Hashkocha from Hashem for people that try. A person just detaches himself from relying on other things and totally connects himself to the emes of the world, that we're totally in the hands of our Kodesh Bohu. He has one line, the Simchoso, he's happy about it. That's not Madriga. Be happy about every Madriga that we have. If it was safer to have Kavanah for one brother in Shmoneser, it has to be exciting. Come back next time, try for two. But every Hasaga that we have is something that should bring us into. I was saying with the marshal of the stockers, you have a person that is giving out a lot of stocker, for example. But the meister, in his mind, he feels he's constantly being attacked, or whatever you want to call it. So his whole interaction with the thing is, at the end of the day, let's say he gives out $1 million even. But every penny of $1 million is given out with a hard heart. And he basically missed out the ikar of the mitzvah. The ikar of the mitzvah is after Echad Kamoicha, to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to show excitement with the Baruch Hashem. So okay, it was a hard thing. Talk about, I tried to keep the money, he got it out of me then. And when he got it out of me, what's that about? So it's simple to take it. Yeah. It's like that with everything. Yeah. I'm using it as a muscle. That's every hasad we have, we should feel good about it. For us, it's so important also if we have children to help them recognize it's awesome. When a child does something good, it's so important to give him the recognition that he did something special and we're happy with it. He should be happy with it. Yeah. That's something good about it. Yeah. They often keep kids on mischievous and without us realizing we're really giving them more of a message to how complicated and how problematic they are. I know somebody, it was a tragic, yeah, a tragic kid. But whenever you talk to him, he would say that, he was born and there was problems at the birth, and then from then already he was a problem child. You know, so he was already marked as a problem. And, one of the son, a child growing up that even if they don't say the words, and even, you know, like I always say that a parent who doesn't have the ability to show the child when he's doing something good, he's doing it good, and make the child feel good, and the parents also feel good about it. If he doesn't have that, no matter how many compliments I'll make give the kid, it will be zero. Because he's doing everything at the wrong time. When the kid does something good, nobody knows it. And then, after the father screams and shouts at him for knows how long, he reminds him, oof, one second, he went to Chinuch Shir, and they told him he's supposed to give compliments. Give some money. Detached compliments. Oh, it's great that I love you so much. And it had no meaning. And the child really realizes that. The father thinks of him as being mischievous, but he was told to say that he's a good boy. So the simcha, in our own avodah, the simcha of every hesek we have, don't let the Yetzer tell you, oh, how are you doing? Every bit and piece that we're doing is something to be excited about. And like we said, it's important to also bring those around us into that sphere, that avira of feeling good and content about the good things. That gives the children also that koyach to control themselves, to deal with different issues, each one on his level. By the fact that he realizes that he is really a good kid and he's doing good things. So anyway, back to us. That's what he's saying, that the more we focus on the devotion, and we're happy with the fact that we have that is the biggest protection from all the mini royas. When you turn away from Hashem, then Hashem says, okay, we'll both farther, go in our own directions. Then he's losing the raw, Sheshetim also. And then this has effect on me also. I sometimes have to deal with people that get me upset. Whatever. For good reasons. But if I get upset, then I basically show myself that I'm disconnected from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why should I be getting upset? This guy is a problem instead. He says I have to scream at him to put him in this place. Tell him, calm down. He should come to lunch, whatever it is. Anyway, that's something. The most powerful line that I read, was on the need of kas, anger, is that all anger stems from gaiva. There's no exceptions to the rule. If you're not angry, you feel you have to show external display of anger. The child's not behaving, and you feel totally calm, but he has to get a strong message, that's acceptable. That's not anger, that's just giving over a very strong message. And the child should get the point that he did something wrong. If the pulse goes up, or the color of the face changes, or the tone of the voice. Yeah, I'm speaking to somebody, and they described me how calmly they were speaking to this person was getting really upset. And then somebody else told me, boy, I was just by, they happened to be at the same place. The two people are screaming and chanting at each other. They didn't realize that it's fun to say. Anyway, all those things come from gaiva. I expect that things have to be done my way and there's not proper cooperation. Yeah. And I don't know if you ever have these problems, but you don't have to feel like you're crazy. We're all working on this. I hope one day I'll master it. But we have to realize what it is. And the more we realize it, the more we will be able to control it over time. So, this is the feeling, like I was saying, of if I, every situation I realize that I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding this whole situation, and I deal with it in such a fashion, then I have that special hashkofa. And when suddenly I fall into my own way of doing things, I don't know if I mentioned it, I think I mentioned last time. Tamilay is Amso Etzri Zoysa Muna Kankim Yidivikari. The Rambam says that it's not only something that I was able to, with my wisdom, to to come to such a conclusion. It's in the Torah itself. It says, "Yistav yiponim lehem v'hoyu lecho." So turn away kavayoch from them; they will be swallowed up by their enemies. And now, all kind of roys, rabbis, and toys. By getting a who, eventually, Klal Yisrael realized. We are the cause of all of it. So whenever they tell you about these new gzeiros, that prices are going up and all kinds of other tragedies of our generation, you have to realize that it's not him and it's not them, it's us. The more casual kind of Kodesh Bor, it's an amazing thing. Now, if a guest comes, you want them to have him, give him a plastic cup. That's so young. I said, oh, I want him to have him today. Yeah, I got funny. Whatever the things are, all these things are, it's attacks against religions, all that. It comes from us. If we be stronger in our things, then that's the thing that really helps. To protect us from these things. Anachnu osim amaser hamavir beinenu beinu. We make the boundary between us and him. Yes. Maser is like a bitochon, which entails the results of that bitochon is two things. It's between the improper meisim and also the improper midas. Bad midas also become because I'm detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you're totally detached from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel you're living in this world with all the mitzvahs of Kodesh Baruch Hu. You naturally follow those mitzvahs. You're not following those mitzvahs at a certain level of detachment. I must take us to Shvir Tashkor Shevi Yodhi Mavshev and take us to Kibbutz Adoyim and Tzari. So that's basically the Rambam. The thing that gives us special Ashkocha is our connections to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, to our thoughts of the Moon and Yitokhan, to our Torah, our mitzvahs. Our connection to Hashem and Chassid Shalom, the way we ran, is all totally with us. And we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Torah, and then we get the Ha'aretz Pon of Hashem. The Shomer, the second, when Hasiyat Da'at, then Eicho Imoi, Oskatu Eicho Imoi. You're not with him, he's not with you. That's who. Sorry, I can't carry away today. What do you say? Well, Hashem, we were there now, let's do something good. Nobody complained that we went over time, we were totally connected with the global. So let me see how this matters to me.